The Youth's Instructor, September 22, 1892. Words to the Young. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of bondage is engendered by seeking to live in accordance with legal religion, through striving to fulfill the claims of the law in our own strength. There is hope for us only as we come under the Abrahamic covenant, which is the covenant of grace by faith in Christ Jesus. The gospel preached to Abraham, through which he had hope, was the same gospel that is preached to us today, through which we have hope. Abraham looked unto Jesus, who is also the author and the finisher of our faith. In viewing the holiness and glory of the God of the universe, we are terrified, for we know that His justice will not permit Him to clear the guilty. But we need not remain in terror, for Christ came to the world to reveal the character of God, to make plain to us His paternal love toward His adopted children. We are not to estimate the character of God by the stupendous works of nature alone, but by the simple, lovely life of Jesus, who presented Jehovah as more merciful, more compassionate, more tender than our earthly parents. Jesus presented the Father as one to whom we could give our confidence and present our wants. When we are in terror of God and overwhelmed with the thought of His glory and majesty, the Father points us to Christ as His representative. What you see revealed in Jesus of tenderness, compassion, and love is the reflection of the attributes of the Father. The cross of Calvary reveals to man the love of God. Christ represents the sovereign of the universe as a God of love. By the mouth of the prophet, He said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. We have access to God through the merits of the name of Christ, and God invites us to bring to Him our trials and temptations, for He understands them all. He would not have us pour out our woes to human ears. Through the blood of Christ, we may come to the throne of grace and find grace to help in time of need. We may come with assurance, saying, My acceptance is in the Beloved. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. As an earthly parent encourages his child to come to him at all times, so the Lord encourages us to lay before Him our wants and perplexities, our gratitude and love. Every promise is sure. Jesus is our surety and mediator, and has placed at our command every resource, that we may have a perfect character. The blood of Christ, in ever-abiding efficacy, is our only hope, for through His merits alone we have pardon and peace. When the efficiency of the blood of Christ becomes a reality to the soul through faith in Christ, the believer will let his light shine forth in good works, in bringing forth fruits unto righteousness. He will tell the sinner that Christ's love extends to him. He will present before him the merits of the blood of Christ, bidding him renounce all self-dependence, pointing him to the cross of Calvary, and encouraging him to say, In my hand no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. This is the story that the laborer together with God will repeat in earnest love to those who are the purchase of Christ's blood.